Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Freedom Link Radio. My name is Joe Joseph. Alongside me tonight, of course, are my cohorts in crime, John King and A.C. Griffith. Boys, how are we doing this evening?
Hello, Joe.
Fantastic.
Okay, well, the reason why I labeled this an urgent broadcast, folks, is there's just too much to talk about here to make a video on YouTube or anything else. But boy, there are some serious eerie implications from the evidence that I'm seeing here, and it's very chilling to say the least. So let's get right into it, and we can talk about this some more. The number to call, folks, if you have any questions or comments, 877-598-8549. That's 877-598-8549. And, of course, you can listen to this show archived and read John King's King's Court, as well as any articles that we may post at www.thefreedomlinkradio.com. But let me just give you guys an overview of what's going on. And I'd like to thank the YouTube channel No Link News for starting us off on this, and of course my wife Divinity for taking the time to actually research this topic and find some of the stuff that she did. But let's start off with some of the similarities here that we've been seeing between what we've been looking at as far as language with NLE 2011 and what happened down in Christchurch, New Zealand. Okay, first of all, U.S. officials were present at Ground Zero in Christchurch at the time of the earthquake. And when I say the officials, U.S. officials, I'm talking about one of the FEMA officials was Craig Fugate. That's Craig Fugate. And the sources on that, of course, you have a ton of mainstream outlets that have covered this. You also have a U.S. Embassy press release in New Zealand, and that can be found at newzealand.usembassy.gov/about-us/mission-news. FEMA was conducting some preparedness drills down there as part of an relationship between the New Zealand government and the United States government. Also, who was present down there at the time, conveniently, was retired Admiral Thad Allen. You guys might remember him from the Gulf Oil incident. Very interesting that he's down there at the same time. It also should be noted, too, that Thad Allen is no longer a member of the government. He is a contractor for Rand Corporation, and anybody that does any research into Rand Corporation can find their tentacles dug deep within FEMA's structure. We have various government officials, especially from Indiana. You got former governor and former senator Evan Bay. You had Dick Armitage, former Secretary of State. You had Kurt Campbell, Assistant Secretary of State. And you had Congressman Manzullo of Illinois. Now, what's interesting about that, folks, is where this all ties into the New Madrid fault line. And I'm not one to sound the alarm like this, but and I'm not really sounding the alarm. What I'm asking people to do is do a little bit of digging, because we need to find out what's actually going on down here and what happened down in New Zealand, not only for us in the United States, but for the people of New Zealand that went through this atrocity. So let's get into that a little bit. Evan Bay, again, Indiana. Congressman Manzullo of Illinois, right? So if you go ahead and take a look at the New Madrid Fault to the north of the New Madrid Fault, and you guys can find this, folks, if you Google search Wabash Valley Seismic Zone. You Google search that, and what happens is you'll find a Wikipedia page on it, and on that page is a map. And if you take a look at the Wabash Valley Seismic Zone, it is the northeast portion of the New Madrid Fault. And conveniently, it also looks like it runs smack dab through the middle of the border of Illinois and Indiana. And isn't it interesting that two of the major players down here during that catastrophe down in Christchurch, New Zealand, was former Governor and Senator Evan Bay of Indiana and Congressman Manzullo of Illinois, what possible business could Congressman Manzullo of Illinois have down in New Zealand? And, of course, what could Evan Bay be doing down there? That's the questions that we need to be asking these people and say, WTF, why were you down there? And conveniently so, when this all took place. You see, folks, these are the questions that we have to ask. We have to hold these people accountable. If you guys want to take a look, any more verification, you can go to www.fema.gov, February 22nd, 2011, release number HQ-11-20, also the Otago Daily Times. All of these are reputable sources that have confirmed that these people are down there and that FEMA was, in fact, conducting these exercises down there. So the question has to be and remains to be, why did all this go down the way it did, and what could be the possible causes? And that's what we'll discuss tonight. Now, folks, my guest tonight for the first hour is Vinnie Eastwood. Vinnie Eastwood's a talk show host. He's got a website, TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com, that airs at 5 to 7 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. And what's interesting about Vinnie Eastwood is he's down in New Zealand. So what better way to get any information than to go right to the horse's mouth? And I'd like to welcome Vinnie to the show. Vinnie, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, man. Thanks for having me on. It's a real pleasure.
Oh, very good, very good. And the pleasure's all mine, Vinnie. So what's going on down there? What's the word on the street?
Oh, word on the street. Well, for the first time ever, we've had a nationally declared state of emergency. Now, we had a discussion with this about this on the show earlier today, and essentially what it means is the government is now capable of shifting resources out of other areas of the country down to the earthquake zone. Recently, I just heard on the radio that we have a contingent here called Māori Wardens, and they're trained up people. They walk the streets and that kind of thing, try to keep everybody safe. They're kind of like pseudo security guards, and a huge contingent of them are being flown down there. The Air Force is flying people in and out 24 hours a day. It is a massive disaster on a scale that this country has never seen. Articles are coming out every day. The two of the most major news channels that we have here, Television One, controlled by the state-owned broadcaster TVNZ, has essentially ceased all broadcasting but quake coverage, and Television 3, the one previously owned by Can Western here, until they found out that, you know, running television isn't that profitable anymore because alternative media is selling them down the river, and so they should. They're also having almost continuous coverage of this quake. So, for example, instead of having, you know, 10, 20 different television shows playing each day, they're now just having just the one. And it's news, and information, and most of it's repetition. And one thing that I'm finding it particularly annoying, and I don't want to, you know, sound heartless or anything like that when I say that, is the repetition that is going on here, because, you know, it's just like everybody knows that there's been a quake. Okay, mm-hmm. we've figured that part out. Everybody knows that there's a recovery operation. Okay, great, we've figured that part out. But very few people are actually involved comparative to the size of the country. And what's happening now is that the media are essentially descending onto Christchurch as part of this, I don't know, this media shark feeding frenzy, and they just want to rip the corpse out apart of all the Christchurch people down there. And I don't know about you, man, but no matter how big the disaster is, I wouldn't want media crawling all over my town anyway.
No, you're absolutely right. I sure wouldn't either. Now, there's some interesting theories as far as what could have caused that. Now, I've heard everything from HAARP to scalar to solar to cosmic, and there's some interesting things to think about when you try to tackle some of these theories. And I want to but first, before I get into those theories, let me ask you this. Have they started to ration food or provisions yet?
No. Actually, what's happening here is because all the water pipes and everything have broken out, and the central city's sewer systems are also now flooding into the Avon River, which is the main river that runs through the middle of the city there, water is being tanked in from every conceivable direction. We have water tankers traveling as far as 1,400 kilometres from our northernmost major city, Auckland, all the way down to Christchurch, jumping on the ferries getting down there. There is an enormous logistical operation going down because it's the second largest city in New Zealand. Apparently, I'm not 100% sure on the statistics of that personally, but the amount of machinery, the amount of bodies that are being flown down there, the amount of international aid is absolutely incredible. This is a disaster, the scale of which this country has never seen. Currently, according to mainstream news yesterday, the body count is at 98 and approximately 300 people are still missing, and the body count is expected to rise. So, you know, the interesting thing about this all is, and you talked about causes, and also you talked about what are the reasons for all these high-level U.S. officials and various global affiliated scum being down there. Incidentally, on the day of the quake and the day before the quake, they were having a Trans-Pacific Partnership Forum meetup where various globalist entities, and this has been called a Bilderberg-esque meeting from some sources. Can't confirm whether or not any of these people are actually Bilderberg members. I haven't looked into it, but the Bilderberg modus operandi is to have their meetings in secret. This particular forum was done in secret, and also they tend to favor centralization. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is textbook centralization, and they also focus on deindustrializing most countries and outsourcing their jobs and screwing up whatever country that they're in, and that seems to be the modus operandi of what's happening on here too, so it gives a lot of credence to the accusation. Janet Napolitano, along with 9 congresspeople, didn't come. Incidentally, they all got whisked away moments before the quake.
Right.
Now, this gives rise to speculation of foreknowledge. Now, incidentally, there was also a pod of whales, about 176 whales, pilot whales, I believe, washed up the day before. There have been allegations that 4 U.S. naval vessels were in the area conducting operations, much entirely similar to the case of the Haiti quake, where emergency drills were being conducted, and indeed New Zealand forces were conducting drills on that same day as well. That's conveniently, there were 1,000 troops in town conducting disaster relief drills.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Very interesting, you know. And now it's also come out that there is a HAARP facility very, very close to the epicenter of the earthquake. Also reports coming out from Bluff, which is the southernmost city, approximately 500 kilometers south of the city, reports of rainbow clouds seen over the town 3 times in a day, the day of the quake.
Okay? Isn't that interesting? Yeah, so you had the plasma-like atmosphere prior to that happening.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, this gives rise to a lot of speculation, a lot of suspicion, but we don't know the facts or the details on this as yet. My personal belief is we need to put the information out there so that little truthers and warriors of varying facts and figure denominations can do some research and help us here in the alternative media in New Zealand to find out the real facts about what's actually going on, because at the moment, the conspiracy theorist within me, my ears have pricked up and I'm highly, highly suspicious, but I cannot confirm jack, and it's a very frustrating state of affairs considering that the only news coverage we have on it is from mainstream scum who just keep asking lame questions like, was it shocking when the earthquake hit?
No kidding, it was shocking. Yeah, no, I totally agree. And here's the reason why, folks. Vinny's absolutely right. The purpose of this show is to get as many people together to get this information out. And then it's up to you. It's up to you guys, the people, to go out and find out what is actually going on. And I'll be quite honest with you guys. This has some very dire implications for Americans, because just around the corner, we have NLE 2011. And if anybody's not familiar with National Level Exercise 2011, it centers around the New Madrid Fault. And if anybody doesn't know what the New Madrid Fault is, just Google search it, and it will make your hair stand up on end. Because if you have a major earthquake there, much like you did in the 19th century, it causes some serious problems for the American people. And I'm being very general, but that's really what it is. So then you have to ask yourself the question, why is it that the United States government or FEMA go and solicit over, what was it, 1.5 million MREs. Why is it that they're soliciting over 4 million gallons of diesel fuel? Why is it that there are coffins stationed all over the place? And we can go on and on and on, but the fact remains that all of this stuff happens, all of this stuff is there, and it's not there just for convenience. It's not like, ooh, the MRE industry is taking a hit. Let's prop it back up. That's not how it works, you know? That's not what they're trying to do here, folks.
Well, you know, you make a good point there, and you're asking questions. What I don't see the media doing is asking questions. I see them making statements, and I've just received an update from my producer here that the latest body count is in fact 113 and counting. But what they do is they just report the facts and they don't ask the questions anymore. Now, this is the diabolical situation that we have with modern journalism, mm-hmm. is that essentially they spend more time doing their hair and makeup than they do think.
You're absolutely, you know? Right. Now, Griff, I'm interested to know what your thoughts are on this whole event.
Well, I have a lot of thoughts, Joe. First of all, are you saying Vinny or Benny?
Vinny. V as in Vinny, Victor,
with a V.
Vinny. Yes, V as
with
in
a V.
Easy to remember. It starts with a V and it ends with an innie. It's Vinny.
Okay.
And that's Vinny with a Y because it's the most important question.
It's nice to meet you. I have old bad ears and I couldn't pick up that first part of the sound. I'm in Virginia, Vinny, a couple miles above Joe down in North Carolina. I have a lot of thoughts on it. In fact, I've been talking about this for the last 5 or 6, 7 years. And I think I've addressed all of this many, many, many times, so it's not new material to me. Obviously, the quake down there, all of the collateral information evidence points to a scalar hit. There's no doubt in my mind. It's happened many times in many different places. We had a scalar hit here in Richmond, Virginia. In fact, I pinned it down. The center was Ellen Road on the north side of the city. And other strange things happened in that area after the hit, and houses rattled and booms and so on. We had another one in Columbia, Virginia, where there was an earthquake, but the sound came out of the sky 60 miles away. Now, that was a scalar. Vinny, it would be interesting to know if the sound of the earthquake came down out of the sky, and were there booms or noise coming out of the heavens. That would be more evidence for scalar. It's not necessarily always accompanying the scalar hit, but quite often you will see those two tied together. There have been many. The tsunami over in Indonesia that killed all of the, I don't know how many people, there were 250,000 people. That was a scalar action, no doubt about it. The most probable country is Russia. They are the most advanced in the technology, but there are many countries now, up to 10 countries that have that technology, including China and Israel, many other countries, the United States. The United States was the new guy on the block because Washington wouldn't listen. They wouldn't act on it until fairly recently. I remember that Tesla said he could crack the Earth in two with this technology, could crack it in two. And now we're seeing it applied in the scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R. Tesla called it different things, including the death ray, the killer ray, but the scalar word is fairly new. And the expert in the United States is Colonel Tom Bearden, who has had his life threatened 3 times to be quiet. It is probable that at some point in time, that fault line around the Mississippi and all the way down will be hit, and it'll be a military hit because you'll dump the Great Lakes into the Gulf of Mexico and take out Louisiana, take out all the port cities, and you'll have 600 feet of water coming down into the Gulf of Mexico. 600 feet, all of the Great Lakes are 600 feet above the Gulf. That
Chris,
will happen.
I mean, that's kind of hard to wrap your arms around when you think about
well,
it.
Well, all of this is apparently because I've been talking about it for years and nobody's been listening.
No, I mean,
joke's
right,
on me.
I'm right there with you. Now, John King, you got something to add to the conversation?
Yeah. The next time, welcome to the show, Vinny. I'm John King. The next time they ask you if you were shocked, just tell them no. It happened right on time when they wanted it to happen.
Yeah, my favorite quote of myself is, "I'm always shocked, never surprised." You know, because everything just seems to be getting worse and worse and worse in every single sector of society, and it's like we're living in in the age of disaster. You know,
yep.
Everything is a freaking disaster, isn't it? You know,
yeah,
whether
no,
it's
absolutely.
You know, and my way of dealing with this is to make jokes about it. You know, I mean, there's this large building, one of the tallest buildings in Christchurch now, because of liquefaction, the ground has liquefied and now it's leaning over, threatening to topple and crush a whole bunch of other people. Basically, it's going to take out an entire city block if it falls over. And mm-hmm. So I say, you know, why don't you start a small office fire at the top, and I'm sure it'll collapse into its own footprint symmetrically within a few hours.
No, you're absolutely right. Go ahead, Griff. You have something to add?
I would like for you, I'm not at the computer right now, I'd like for you to pull up again the quote from the Secretary of Defense, William Cohen, in 1997, and take that paragraph in your mind and just transliterate the whole thing into one sentence, what he said about earthquakes, and read
That's
that
right.
again. Let Vinny hear that. And
yeah,
that was in 97.
I will do that. Now, let me bring this up, because here's an interesting...
That's important, Joe.
No, I
That's
will.
That's important to the conversation, because the Secretary of Defense said that technology is in the hands of the terrorists, and they can do it at will and make earthquakes and take out cities.
Let's see here. Hold on one
The
second.
Government is the terrorists, aren't they? You know, I mean,
no,
how
they
would
are.
They govern us without the methods of terror? And that's one of the wonderful definitions I found in a dictionary for terrorism, is that it's a method of governing people.
it's most certainly that. It really is.
And in this country, I mean, it's basically been coined a prime ministerial dictatorship by the rest of the world, because the prime minister is king. You know, you're supposed to have separation of powers in order to prevent corruption. There is no separation of powers in this. They can call parliament into. We've only got one house of parliament. So if you introduce a piece of legislation and you want to ram it through under parliamentary urgency in a day, you can do it. And they have done it several times. And each and every time that they've done it, there's been massive protests and nothing's been done about it. You know,
you're right.
And it's almost just like we've got to sit around and be used to being slaves. Well, if that.
Here's the quote from William Cohen, taken Monday, April 28th, 1997. The question was asked, "Let me ask you specifically about last week's scare here in Washington and what we might have learned from how prepared we are to deal with that inaudible at Benali Brith." And the answer was, well, it points out the nature of the threat. It turned out to be a false threat under the circumstances. But as we learned in the intelligence community, we had something called, and we have James Woolsey here to perhaps even address this question about phantom moles. The mere fear that there is a mole within an agency can set off a chain reaction and a hunt for that particular mole, which can paralyze the agency for weeks and months and years, even in a search. The same thing is true about just the false scare of a threat of using some kind of chemical weapon or a biological one. There are some reports, for example, that some countries have been trying to construct something like an Ebola virus, and that would be a very dangerous phenomenon, to say the least. Alvin Toffler has written about this in terms of some scientists in their laboratories trying to devise certain types of pathogens that would be ethnic specific, so that they could just eliminate certain ethnic groups and races, and others are designing some sort of engineering, some sort of insects that can destroy specific crops. Others are engaging even in eco-type terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. That was William Cohen, April 28, 1997. So,
and that's what happened in New Zealand.
Now, let me ask you this. Here's the curveball to that, Griff. Here's the curveball. And this is where it loses me with that particular issue. Why the whale kill the day before? Why did 147 whales beach themselves the day before? That's what gets me.
Why did Alaska Airlines have trouble flying the west coast of California running into scalar fields?
Mm-hmm.
And
allegedly,
when the Thresher submarine was taken to...
What's that?
Allegedly, there were U.S. vessels, possibly using sonar, and that can sometimes cause whales to beach. But I'm not 100% sure. I haven't confirmed that.
Well, we've had fish kills all over this area up here. Thousands and thousands of fish and critters have died in the water and washed up on the beaches.
Yeah. Again, you know, here's the thing. If that's the case, Griff, and don't get me wrong, I mean, it's still a viable option.
An option, that's what it is.
Well, you know what I mean. but you can't – see, here's the problem. How do you confirm something like that?
Well, Joe, when the Secretary of Defense says the terrorists have it and we have ample evidence and we're getting it right from the experts that this is the most lethal weapon in existence on Earth ever – and it's been applied and took down the Challenger, it took down the Columbia, it's taken down the Thresher submarine with 127 men, it's taken down other stuff. The science community and the intel community know all about it. The people don't believe it. I have been talking this stuff for a long time. That's what happened in Christchurch, and it was a shot across the bow.
That was. I've got a question for you, Griff, if I may. Sorry, Joe.
Sure. No, go ahead, Vinny.
The strong possibility, and I don't know 100% for sure if it was Hart, but that's where I'm leaning towards. The question is why, because the New Zealand government on the day of that was just discussing Trans-Pacific partnerships and wanting to be even further enslaved to the New World Order. So I was wondering what would be the motive for doing this.
Well, it wouldn't be HAARP. HAARP is old technology. HAARP is a single transmitter. You can't do it with those frequencies out of HAARP, and you can't do it. You just can't. It's old technology. People say it's HAARP because they don't know about the interferometer scalar transmitters. That's why they keep going back to HAARP.
But again, let's say it is the scalar transmitters. Again, what would be the motive here? Because if they're firing a shot across our bow, like, for example, the missile that was fired off of the coast of California was a warning shot from allegedly from the Chinese to the Americans saying back off because the Americans have been encroaching on their sea space and things of that nature. You know, that makes sense. Whereas this one doesn't seem to make sense at all. There might be a possibility of a power grab here, and this is what this national state of emergency is going on here, because when you have declared states of emergency, the government can then basically then flex its muscle, and who says that they're going to give up all these emergency powers once it's done? You know, it's going to be like the evil emperor of frickin' Star Wars.
That's right. Guys, don't go away. Stay tuned. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Vinny Eastwood. And the topic at hand, of course, tonight is the New Zealand Christchurch earthquake and how it may have some similarities to the New Madrid Fault. All that and more when Freedom Link Radio returns. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Freedom Link Radio. The website, www.thefreedomlinkradio.com. For this hour, we're joined by Vinny Eastwood of The Vinny Eastwood Show, and you can find him and his website, www.thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. And we're discussing the Christchurch earthquake, and right before the break, we were asking about motive. What could possibly be the motive to do that? Now, let me just throw this out at you guys, and I'd like to get your feedback on this before we go to the phones. Let's just take it like a war game scenario. How about we try it like that? What better place to do it than sunny, tropical, remote New Zealand? You know, somewhere where they can simulate this type of trauma to an area, but on a smaller scale, you know. In this way, they can exercise, well, what happens to the people? How do they react? How do security forces react? How is the supply chain affected? How is all this stuff done? They get to see it, but kind of on a test tube level. You know, this isn't the first time that a dry run's occurred for something like this. If you guys remember, the World Trade Center, the first attack was not 2001, 9/11. It actually was 10 years to the day prior to that, or it was 1993, I'm sorry, 1993, that it was actually bombed from the basement. And it was, oops, that didn't work. Oh, well, you know what, back to the drawing board. But they learned a lot. Today, in Hampton Roads, Virginia, the naval station and the bases around operated in Operation Solid Curtain, which was a security drill aimed at testing the ability of security to respond to an attack. People do this. They test it because they want to see what the reaction will be. They want to see what's going to happen. Can the infrastructure handle something like that? Or whatever else remains to be seen for whatever motive they have. But that's just one way and one reason why they could be doing that. What do you think, Griff?
Don't think so, Joe. I think it was a shot across the bow to get somebody's attention and leave a message. That's mm-hmm. what I believe. It looks like that. It feels like that. It smells like that. If it walks like a duck, you know, and I think it does,
mm-hmm.
it would serve no other purpose. I don't think they would do that, destroy a town and kill people for a military exercise. Certainly not the New Zealand authorities or the Australians or the Americans. They just wouldn't do it, especially with their people in the area. They wouldn't do that. Things could have gone wrong and taken out their own people. They just wouldn't do that.
Let me ask you this.
They sent a message.
Let me ask you this, Vinny. Is the government evacuating people from the area down there?
No, they're not evacuating people, but people are leaving of their own accord. And people throughout the country with spare bedrooms, particularly in rural areas just outside the Christchurch zone, have opened up their farmhouses and things of that nature. Emergency call centers are being set up, and they fielded 10,000 calls in their first night of operation, with people looking for missing loved ones and trying to ascertain information. The infrastructure has failed massively. Approximately 40% of the city is still without power, and approximately 80% are still without running water. And they're going through assessment scenarios right now to try and get this. Now, we tried to come up with a hypothesis, or at least a working hypothesis, for what the reasons would be. And my somewhat fabulous producer, Mitch Santel, has given me an idea here. We've got a thing in this country called the nuclear non-proliferation zone sort of thing, you know, and we're not allowed to have any nuclear-powered ships here, aren't mm-hmm. we, right? Now, the U.S. has offered, pledged support to come and support New Zealand in this time of crisis. Now, if you have a pretext, then you can use that pretext. Like Rahm Emanuel said, you know, you can't waste any crisis, you know. You've got an opportunity there to just basically snowball everything to the advantage of whomever is trying to snowball it, right? So what we've got here, in my opinion, is a power grab scenario, a piece of legislation that's been trying to be passed through the New Zealand Parliament for quite some time, and every single time it goes before a reading of Parliament, they put it back in the box. It's like, oh, it's too scary. The public doesn't want that. It's called the Search and Surveillance Bill. It makes the Patriot Act look like a tame little kitty cat.
Is that right?
I'm kid you not. Now, under this particular circumstance, the military, the police, and non-military and public officials and things of that nature are coming down to Christchurch en masse, okay? And they are going into people's houses to see whether or not they're okay. You know, these are the things that you would accept would be perfectly reasonable during a disaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in my opinion, it could conceivably be somewhat of a slippery slope for getting these kind of new search and surveillance powers that the government has been thirsting for, like a blood-ravening, hungry vampire, for quite some time. And the public support for this has been absolutely abysmal. So perhaps there's a possibility that this may be used as a justification for that. Conversely, on the other side of the fence, we have the need, and I say this operatively, the need for international support. We have support from pouring in from all over the world, not least of all from the US. And conceivably, and this is one of the things that John Key, our Prime Minister, was talking about at this Trans-Pacific Partnership meeting, was the possibility of revoking our nuclear-free status, which is a policy that approximately 80% of New Zealanders still support. And under such a crisis, would it not then be justifiable in the mind of the public to, let's say, relinquish that treaty for a short period of time to allow US ships into our soil to help the poor people of Christchurch? That's a theory on my part, but it may be the case.
Yeah, it's very doable. I mean, you think about it, and that's how the powers that be get their way. They kind of nibble away at your freedoms. They nibble away at everything until you actually come to grips with what's going on. You're like, holy smokes, man, what happened? And all you live in a Gestapo type of society. Let's go to the phones. My first caller tonight is none other than the incredible Bob Tuscan. Bob, how you doing, buddy?
I thought you were going to say you got the first caller is the Incredible Hulk.
Close, sir. Close.
I am enjoying this report, and I'm glad Vinny is joining you tonight. I think this is a fascinating topic. And no matter which theory you take on this, we do all understand, of course, that they use these things and exploit them in the media and this sort of thing. So regardless of, you know, whether or not this was happened on purpose or what the deal is, we do know that they exploit it. So
absolutely.
I think that's important to take in mind. Also, on top of that, you know, who knows what's really going on these days with earth changes and that sort of thing? What's going on in the world that we're living in? You know, these sorts of earth changes might be a big part of it. And, you know, if people in the government are aware of these earth changes and don't act upon it, that's just as complicit in my mind, you know.
Right.
And that's
you're absolutely right, Bob. Let me interrupt you for 1 second. There's a YouTube channel, folks, that if you guys don't subscribe to it or know about it, the name of the YouTube channel is Astrotometry. And Astrotometry, that channel takes a look at the solar activity, the forces exerted on the planet, and this guy's actually been fairly accurate in predicting earthquakes and giving warning, well, I think, based on these criteria, that the possibility exists that you can have an earthquake here during this time span. And he's been fairly accurate in doing that, and you're absolutely right, Bob. It's most certainly something to consider that they know much more than they're telling us. I mean, it's not the first time the government's lied to us or kept stuff from it, is it?
Incidentally, this is also the time of the year, the time when New Zealand is passing around its census.
Is that right?
That's right. The coincidences just keep piling up.
So, I mean, there's so much that you can actually take a look at. I mean, there's too much here to have it just be a coincidence. There's too much planning and forethought that went into this for it to actually be a coincidence. And that's the point of this show. So if there is a motive, if there is intent, if there is a pre-thought or thought that went into this, then it's our duty and responsibility as vanguards of the truth, no matter where you are in the United States, in New Zealand, in Europe, it doesn't matter where you are. We have to find out what is going on and try and put a stop to it by at least informing people of the truth. Now, they may not listen. You know, Griff said it himself. In 11 years, he's had one person listen to him and actually do something about it. In 11 years. But
that's right.
But you're fighting for that individual, you know, and that's the whole purpose of this. Go ahead, Bob. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry. I'm long-winded.
All right, and I'm enjoying the show, and I'm going to let you go. But the final thought here, you know, of course, I want to give a plug to Scott from the Believers Underground, who's on Friday nights on this same network, the Intel Hub News Network, and he has a lot of interesting insights. And they recognize his talks, but they don't, you know, act upon them. They don't tell the public about it. So you know, they definitely know there are certain things going on, and who knows what happened before the earthquake. I wonder if animals were heading to the hills and dogs were having, you know, intuitive moments. I think animals and that kind of thing have been reported to be, you know, in tune to these earth changes and whatnot, and it's interesting to look at. And, you know, I tend to think of HAARP the second something like this happens, especially with all these coincidences. But I think that's really something that we shouldn't get too caught up on. That's a minor detail. The bigger details that we should deal with are the ones in which, you know, what are they doing after this? What is that thing that make the Patriot Act look like, you know, something real easygoing that they've had in the works beforehand? And how are they going to implement that? And what is the slippery slope that comes from this? And the whole dialectic, regardless of if they actually create the problem or not, of problem, reaction, solution, remains an extremely vulnerable moment for us. And I think that's what's important here. And thanks, guys, so much for doing this program tonight.
No sweat, Bob, and thank you for calling. Let's go to Lee in Kentucky. Lee, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you all this evening?
I'm doing just fine. Lee, how about yourself?
I'm doing fine. A great show tonight. I'm very pleased with your show tonight. I would just encourage everybody, after they're done listening to this program, listen to Stan Deo this evening on the Nutra Medical Report. He's touching on this somewhat. And I find myself a little bit of a dilemma because normally I agree with you guys most of the time. And tonight I find that, Joe, I agree with you as far as what they're doing, you know, being in the military. What do you do in the military? You train. You prepare. You drill. You practice. You know, and I'm in agreement with AC, and I am in agreement with him on as far as the scalar versus the HAARP, just from the technological point of view on that. And, again, I don't know how much of it, you know, actually done it, or if it's if it didn't help but to expedite it, just to make it happen more. And I think the motivation behind it, I don't know about New Zealand, but I know as far as my opinion here in the United States, when this happens at the New Madrid, then you know, we're looking at election year coming up. If you have a population decrease, Can you imagine the jobs that this will create? And something like on this massive scale, the jobs that this will create alone and the deaths that it will cause, I wonder how that will flip-flop and make things appear to be better, at least for a while. The other thing is, I'm interested in knowing if you guys know of anything on the web that a person could look at to see a statistical chart, or because what I've heard is like a 100-mile radius, massive from this New Madrid, massive devastation. And I know here in Kentucky, you know, we don't build buildings for earthquakes. I mean, there's a lot of older brick structures, and I think we're going to have major power outages, gas line outages, water outages, probably 400 or 500 miles, you know, out. I don't know, but that's my, in looking at the infrastructure around this area, maybe west is a little better than Tennessee and Kentucky and what have you, but I just wonder if y'all have any information on anything that a person could go to try to look at a scenario type of situation to where once this happened that we could look at a damage radius. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I understand.
If you go to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, on the homepage, we did a commercial-free two-hour interview with Stan Deo specifically on this subject, and very, very, very interesting information indeed. It was one of our best shows that we've ever done, so I'd recommend that one. Beyond plugging myself, I'm not sure.
could you repeat that site again for me, please? I'm going to write this down.
If you just Google Vinny Eastwood, V-I-N-N-Y, starts with a V, ends with an innie, Eastwood, like Clint Eastwood, as in go ahead, make my day.
Gotcha. All right.
Thank you.
Well, Lee, you know what? You're right. The military does train that way. And Will it happen? Could it happen? Yeah, it could happen. Am I saying it's going to happen? No, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen, you know? But you're right. The middle portion of the United States not only holds older infrastructure. There's older infrastructure. Obviously, it's not California. They're not built to take a lot of earthquakes. But also, when you start talking about the rural areas over there, you've got a very conservative area. And wouldn't it just be fantastic if they just go ahead and wipe them out? You know? That's
what would that do for the election next year?
Oh, man, it would just...
In 2020, yeah.
Yeah, it would totally swing it, right. And that's my point. There's so many ways you can take this. And that's... We're really speculating, but there's the main question that I have to ask out of all of this is, why the hell is FEMA down there? Why? And why were they in New Zealand before it happened? That's my question.
Joe, why don't you call them on the phone tomorrow and ask them?
I plan on it.
Yeah.
and you'll get some description of official BS just going,
yeah, sure.
Oh, well, you know, we're just doing something for the good of the people. We're just trying to train our troops, and just coincidentally we happen to be at the right place at the right time. Like...
Effing
nuts. Yeah. Okay. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. For some reason, and I don't know, maybe I'm going insane over here, but I don't trust anything the government says, least of all lackeys like people working for FEMA.
That's right.
Whatever the heck they've got to tell you, it'll be mountains of BS with a teeny tweak of truth, and you'll basically be back to square one. I mean, you might as well wildly conspiracy theorize. Why don't you? You know, you're probably more likely to get to some description of truth that way than trying to get any information out of official sources.
Yeah.
And this is the real problem that we have with media in this country, and well, everybody's country now come to think of it, isn't it? We're living under this one global system of totally retarded, I know how to do my hair, but I don't know how to ask a question, journalist, whack job, nut fuddling swizzle stick scumbags who have no clue whatsoever.
Hey.
They don't know the right questions to ask. They don't have curious minds. All they really want to do is get their taxi chit so that they can go around and get drunk and pay for hookers and all of that kind of jazz.
You're right.
It's not,
they're
you
evil
know,
balls. You're right.
Yeah. If the media won't do their job, it does no good to fight them. I say replace them because they're no longer relevant.
Go ahead, Lee.
I've got one last question. Before I say this, the little New Zealand guy, I mean, I wish he would just really open up and just tell us how he really feels, you know, instead of holding back.
I appreciate
that.
Well,
I was restraining myself, sorry.
But I guess my question
and
is...
I'm 6'4", buddy. You know, watch out.
Okay.
So that's why I decided to hide in plain sight. You know, be on the airwaves and all of that kind of shit and all of that kind of stuff because I'm 6'4". How the heck can I hide anyway?
And you know, they don't call the whole thing about calling them Kiwi. You know, that's just that's just all. You know, that's a screen. That's just
we're a tad fruity as why. You know.
You'll have to forgive me on that because we, you know, anybody with an English accent, we call them limeys. And, of course, we know what happened in the Revolutionary War, and we kind of tend to just look at it that way. So you have to forgive me on that because you are, in fact, a brother indeed, and I respect you. But what I want to ask is, earlier in the show, you guys had talked about some of the materials that FEMA had been stockpiling. And my question is, you know, Joe, I tend to think that I would be as bold to say I do believe this will happen. I believe it will happen very soon, simply because of the shelf life of some of these products that they have purchased. Just like Israel just purchased a bunch of jet fuel, and we know what's fixing to happen over there. And this diesel fuel and these MREs and what have you, and some of the or the no, not MREs. They're in fact what do you call it? What's the other thing? Not the MREs. Mountain House, some of these food products. I think we're looking at something that's going to happen within the next 6 months. I think for one thing, you don't spend that much money preparing for something that's not going to happen. I mean,
yep,
as
you're absolutely
much as
right.
time
I mean,
and effort.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more, Lee, and thank you so much for the call. Lee's one of our loyal callers, Vinny, and I'll tell you what, he's always a level-headed dude, and he's got a good head on his shoulders, and he's right. I mean, there is a reason to be scared, reason to perk your ears up, I should say, based on the fact that they are going through all this. They're buying a lot of perishable stuff. They're buying a lot of fuel that does, expire over time. So there is a lot to be concerned about. Now, I want to get to one more.
14 million meals from FEMA. You know, damn right there's something to be concerned about. You know, why do you think my American producer exited the States? You know, get the hell out of there, man.
Right, right. Let's go to one more call before the break. I'm going to go to Dutch Sense. You're live on the air.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
I'm borderlining on fabulous as my party line, so remember in the next election, vote fabulous.
Right, right. Absolutely fabulous, as we say, right? The reason I called was somebody had mentioned they were trying to find a website that would show the affected areas of the New Madrid if it does go. What's to be expected if on the different magnitude levels. And mm-hmm. You can just go on to Google and search showme.net, and that's from the Show Me State here in Missouri, and then just add quake behind showme.net, and you'll see the maps that you need to see. And it's just, it's really intriguing what you guys are talking about tonight because, I mean, as you know, there's only a few places that we can go on the Internet to find out what's happening. And, we're all just kind of at the mercy of this, stream of data that's coming in. And what I've been touching on lately is just the stream of data has been corrupted. And I just got notice tonight that I'm going to be on the mainstream media. The guy's name is Morning Joe, Cup of Morning Joe. So,
oh, yeah, MSNBC, watch out.
Right, right. So that's going to be in the next 48 hours unless something else happens. They just sent me a notice. So I'm going to be on there talking about this. And I'm labeling it a science scandal because, there hasn't been a good scandal in science in a long time. And this one's provable. We can prove that they're just, knocking data off and burying it. And it's for good reason, I think, at least, a well-intentioned reason, which is they're trying not to, cause a panic. They don't want people to freak out and not go to their jobs and other, scenarios.
No, you're absolutely right. Now, Dutch, what do you think? What do you think happened down in New Zealand?
Well, it's really interesting. It happened at 5 kilometers deep. And I've got a video touching on this. It's back. You have to really go fish through my stuff on YouTube. Maybe I'll bring it up to the top so everybody can see it. But it's these earthquakes are happening at 5 kilometers, which is 3 miles. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what I noticed was this was like 2 or 3 months ago, before the birds started dying, before any of this stuff. Being the nerd that I am, I'm just on there every day, just looking at the earthquakes and stuff. And I started noticing a pattern, which was near the capitals of certain cities in certain states, within, let's say, 30 to 50 miles of the capital city of each state, there's these strange 3-mile-deep earthquakes happening. Okay, and it's just a really weird coincidence, right? But if you go on and look it up, it's undeniable.
Oklahoma and Arkansas.
Correct. Oklahoma City is to the northeast of Oklahoma City, and now there's nothing showing up because there hasn't been there. I think they're done doing whatever they're doing down there.
In Arkansas.
Also to the, right, right. And now in Arkansas, they're still, fracking away, so to speak. But, I know they are fracking down there, but I don't think that's what we're looking at here. I really don't. And, and then one other thing that I noticed was around the Earth, everywhere else, here in the States, it's at 5 kilometers, and in Australia and New Zealand, it's at 5 kilometers. Everywhere else, 10 kilometers, okay? And, not all the earthquakes, but now the explanation for that is that they just randomly assign 10 kilometers to earthquakes that they can't figure out what depth they're at. But if you go look at them, they're at like 10.1 or 9.9, so they're not approximations. They've been reviewed by a seismologist, and So, going down that rabbit hole is where I've been, and that's how I even gotten involved in this. So I just wanted to get that out there for you.
Yeah, all these quakes are really suspicious, and you've got to be suspicious of something that's almost as shallow as Paris Hilton.
Oh, geez, he went there. Well, hey, it's the top of the hour.
Hey, who hasn't been there?
Cheers, guys. Cheers. I'll get out of your hair, okay?
Hey, thank you, Dutch, for calling. I appreciate it. Hey, Vinny, it was great having you on tonight, man. You're going to have to come on again. We'll have to talk.
Hey, anytime you want me, man. This has been freaking awesome.
Hey, folks, if you guys want to check out more about Vinny Eastwood, it's thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, and you can find him on American Freedom Radio. When we come back, folks, it's King's Court time, and we'll get into more of this. We have Smokin' Joe Trainer coming on in the second hour. All that and more here on Freedom Link Radio on the Intel Hub News Network. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.